Jaina quickly shut herself off from the force and returned to the aperture. The quiet snipe raised to her shoulder and her finger on the trigger. Her brother was just dancing out of the yellow ball of the holographic sun, a dark-cloaked figure with no helmet and yellow eyes, weaving baskets of crimson light as he spun through the holographic asteroids, batting bolts of blaster energy back toward alarmed Mandalorians and confused bodyguards alike. Jaina braced the barrel of the quiet snipe on the edge of the image aperture, but Kydus was moving too wildly and quickly to give her a clean shot. Mirtagev was the first of the original combatants to recover from the shock of his arrival. A bouncing figure in yellow-orange armor, only a few rows from her targets, she turned her G-10 power blaster on a round-faced moth with a ruddy complexion and three chins, and a smoke hole the size of Jaina's fist erupted from the man's back. Kydus came out of a spin, looking in Mirta's direction. She sailed meters into the air, flipping upside down and crashing into a ceiling corner on the far side of the chamber, then dropping 4 meters to the floor. She landed on the crown of her helmet in a metallic crash, audible even above the battle, and folded in two. And she did not move again. Jaina forced herself not to feel the sentiments rising inside her, the rage and shock and sorrow. She returned her attention to Kydus and saw the Moffs cowering in the seats behind him, returning the Mandalorian's fire with underpowered holdout blasters and T-21s taken from their fallen bodyguards. Kydus himself was driving a boot into Roger's blue breastplate, sending him tumbling backward over a row of seats. Jaina set the quiet snipe's sight on the back of the Sith's head and squeezed the trigger, then saw a gray helmet spurt blood when a bodyguard stepped between her and her target. Jaina adjusted her aim, then barely prevented herself from squeezing the trigger again when a streak of blue armor came leaping over the seats to block her shot, the curved blade of a Beskad flashing at Kydus's neck. Roger never had a chance. Kydus simply spun inside the attack, staggering his assailant with a force-driven elbow to the helmet. Then Kydus slipped in the opposite direction, dragging his blade across the Mandalorian's faceplate, then pulling it back across the breastplate. The slashes would have cut through normal armor like a plasma torch through plastoid, but all they did to Roger's blue Beskar gam was burn a couple of deep furrows. By the time Roger recovered from the elbow strike and tried to bring his Beskad up again, Kydus was already trapping the Mandalorian's sword arm in an elbow lock. Continuing to spin, and thereby denying Jaina a viable target, he deactivated his lightsaber and cocked his arm back for a pommel strike. Then, Kydus did a peculiar thing. He paused for an instant, glowering at the Mandalorian's blue armor, as though offended by its color. Jaina saw the chance for a difficult oblique shot past Roger's helmet and swung the quiet snipe over. Kydus brought the pommel of his lightsaber down, striking the breastplate not all that hard, not quite in the center, and shattering it. The Beskar didn't burst apart or send shards flying or do anything remotely explosive. It just crumbled away from the vac-proof underliner, leaving Roger faceplate to chin with his soon-to-be killer. Jaina was too disciplined to let her shock distract her, but she was shocked. Beskar gam was some of the toughest armor in the galaxy, able to deflect blaster bolts and lightsaber strikes with little more than a scorch mark, and her brother had just destroyed a piece with a tap. Had he mastered the shatter point?